The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. You will recall that Dantro the Planet Man, Pat and Slats are racing against time to solve the mysterious powers of the ancient machine beneath Marston's palace. Billy and Jane, having escaped from Marston, are now speeding away from Mars in a stolen spaceship, speeding right into the ray guns of the League of Planets fleet, which thinks it to be one of Marston's vanguard. Now Jane is talking to Billy.
Are we headed for Earth, Billy?
I hope so. I was sure I remembered everything Planet Man did when he drove the Planeteer. But I never realized it could be so many dials and levers and gadgets.
You got us off the field, all right.
Yeah, but I can't seem to figure out the rest of this stuff. But don't worry, Jane, I will. Just give me time.
I want that ship blasted out of space. Captain, take off at once, follow that ship and catch it. If you have to go all the way to Pluto, when you do, destroy it. Nothing is going to stop us, is it, FEMA? Soon now our fleet will head for Earth. In a week, that stupid planet will be under our control. Then the rest of the planets will not dare stand against us. If they do, we will smash them.
I'm sure this section of the machine is a sending apparatus. Well, it's not like anything I've ever seen. There's so many extra adjustments. What are you getting on the receiver, Slats?
We've been watching Planaria Rex and the League of Planets fleet. Something funny is happening with the fleet. Isn't time for them to strike yet. There's over an hour left, but they've been grouping in battle formation, and two cruisers just went off in the direction of Mars.
You don't think they're going ahead without waiting?
No, I know the Admiral, and he's a stickler for orders. If he's been told to wait, he'll wait. Here, you see if you can get any sense out of this, Slats. Let me take over that spy ray for a few minutes. I better check and see just what is going on.
Okay, I'll take a crack at it, but if it's got you stuck, I'm sure it'll be even worse for me.
I'll turn it back to Marston and see how our ugly friend is getting along.
Look, there's a ship taking off there. See, at the end of the field.
That must be why the League of Planets fleet is getting ready for action. Their orders are to strike if any of Marston's ships take off. But none of the other ships in Marston's fleet seem to be ready to rise.
Turn it back to the League of Planets fleet. Maybe we'll learn something from them.
Good idea, Pat. There.
Look at that, Dantro. Oh, if I wasn't so worried about the reason, I think it was beautiful. Thousands of spaceships, and they move as though they were one.
They know what they're doing, all right. I just hope they don't have to do it. I think I'll try to pick up the flagship. Ah, that's it. Now we'll move into the control deck and see what we can learn.
The Martian scout ship has not changed course. It's some kind of trick. Give the ship one chance to surrender, and if they refuse, we'll blast them at once. We must not chance betraying our presence to Marston.
They must be talking about that ship we just saw take off.
There's something funny about that. I heard the Admiral say scout, didn't you, Slats?
Yeah, that's what he said. What about it?
That ship we saw take off from Mars was a cruiser, not a scout.
You mean there's another ship?
We'll find out in a minute.
You can't cover all of space.
No, but we know the ship, whatever it is headed from the field toward the fleet. We'll just backtrack. See, like this. Now keep your eyes on the screen. Even with this powerful machine, a scout ship in space is an awfully small target.
Wait. Hold it. Is that it there?
I think you're right. Let me sharpen the focus a little. You are right. That's it.
Well, who can it be? They're headed right into the fleet. You're either trying to commit suicide or just plain crazy.
Well, we've got more important things to worry about than that. The two cruisers the Admiral dispatched will take care of that ship.
I know you'll both think I'm silly, but I just feel we should look inside that scout.
Pat, we've got no time to waste. If we don't figure this machine out in the next hour, we'll all be in the soup. Oh,
please, Danter, just one look.
I see the women from Earth are as curious as those from the other planets. All right, Pat, one quick look. We'll just move in like this and... No. No, I don't believe it. It can't be.
The kids. How the diggers did they get there? What are they doing in that ship?
Billy, Jane. Oh, Danter, they're all right after all.
They're in a bad spot. Now I know why that second ship took off from Mars. It's after them. Billy was always trying to get me to teach him to fly a spaceship. I guess they stole that one somehow and managed to get it into the air.
Let's listen to them for a minute. Maybe we can find out how they did it.
There's no time now, Pat. We've just got to get the sending part of this machine working. If that Martian cruiser ever catches them, it'll be too bad. And I'm afraid that the League of Planets fleet is too busy to ask questions before they blast. It's up to us to save them. Come on, Slats, let's get to work.
Can Dandro and Slats get the sending apparatus of the ancient machine in operation and inform the Admiral of the League of Planets squadron that Billy and Jane are in the scout ship? Will the Martian cruiser overtake Billy and Jane and blast them out of space? We'll be back in a moment, so level off. When we left Dantro, Slats, and Pat, they were trying to get the sending apparatus of the ancient machine to operate in order to inform the Admiral of the League of Planets squadron that the Martian scout was being piloted by Billy and Jane. Now we see the Admiral as he proceeds with his plan.
Tell them to proceed according to plan.
Just a moment, Admiral.
Dantro, how did you get here? Where did you come from? No one told me you'd come aboard.
I'm not really aboard, Admiral, but there's no time for that now. You must give those two cruisers orders not to harm that scout ship.
Not harm it? Are you crazy? We can't afford to let them get word back to Mars that we're out here waiting.
Don't worry, they won't. That's not the enemy. There are only two in that ship, the Earth children, Billy and Jane Darrow.
Are you sure you know what you're talking about?
Admiral, you've known me for a long time. I ask you to believe me. Please, give the orders.
Very well, but I hope you know what you're doing. Order the two cruisers to keep the ship under surveillance, but to hold their fire until further word from me. Now, Dantro, what's this about your not being aboard? I can see that you're there in front of me. I can hear you. You're not going to tell me I'm seeing things.
In a way, you are. Actually, I'm 5 million miles away in a room under Marston's palace.
What? You're joking.
Just believe me, and don't worry, Admiral. It's not magic. But there's something else I must tell you now. You must not attack Marston's fleet now.
Not attack Marston? Why, you're going too far, sir. I have my orders.
But you don't understand. This machine may give us an answer that will stop Marston and still avoid war. Once your fleet strikes, war is inevitable.
That is not in my province to discuss. I am an officer under the orders of the League of Planets, and my orders were to attack if a ship left the field on Mars.
But I told you those two kids are on that ship.
Dantro, I know you and respect you. I have rescinded my orders to attack that scout, but now you ask me to hold up the entire fleet? That is too much.
Give me an hour, then. 1 hour. Isn't it worth waiting if we can avoid solar war?
Well, very well. I may be making a mistake, but I will give you that hour. But that is all. I cannot wait another second beyond it.
Thank you, Admiral. I hope it'll be enough.
Where are you going now?
There's a Martian cruiser pursuing those kids. They're getting ready to blast them out of space. I have to stop that somehow.
Oh, wait! Where did he go? Confound it. How can he be here one moment and gone the next?
Traitors to Mars, whoever they are. Now, we are coming into the range of the scout ship. Stand by to burn them out of space.
Not so fast.
Planet man.
Your ray gun can't hurt me, Captain. Nothing you can do can hurt me.
This is some trick. How did you get on board? Seize him. Get a good hold on him. Why are your hands passing through him?
Take my word for it. You can't harm me. I'm only an image. Now, listen, you must turn back to Mars.
Who are you to tell me not to obey Marston? I have my orders and nothing will stop me from carrying them out. Prepare to destroy that scout.
Captain, if you do not listen, you'll regret it.
Planet man, you do not frighten me. I would consider it an honor to die for our leader, Marston.
Very well. You may have the chance.
Do you know where we are now, Billy?
We're still heading out for Mars, but I'm sure we're heading the right way. I'll figure it out sooner or later. I wish... Billy, look. I must be dreaming. We're both dreaming. It can't be.
You're not dreaming. It's Dantro in a way, but there's no time to talk. Billy, snap that switch over there. It'll turn on the radar screen.
What's that on the screen?
It's a Martian cruiser. Unless we can do something about it, it's going to burn this scout ship in about a minute.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Here, you take the control.
No, Billy. I can't explain now, but it wouldn't do any good if I took over. I can't operate the ship. I'm not really here.
What can we do?
You two kids will have to do it. I'll tell you what to do and how. But you'll have to do the actual work. Do you think you can?
Sure. Come on, Jane.
No. Jane will have to man the turret and fire the heat rays. Billy, you'll operate the ship. Listen to me closely and do just as I tell you. If my plan works, we may get away yet.
Billy and Jane are now being guided by the three-dimensional image of Dantro. Will Billy and Jane follow through on Dantro's split-second instructions? Can they fight off the Martian cruiser? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message that the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man. The Planet Man.